On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. Now, by this time, several countries were destroyed, and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population during that time, had lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, Germans, dissidents, gypsies, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were all exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals, as they watched video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and/or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler. Now, during the time of the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, "The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished." I have a question for you. Who is responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's murderous biddings? Hitler didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. The criminals attempted to divert attention from their own murderous hands with the retort that they were just doing their job. Well, I'm here to tell you that they were not just doing their job, for if they were, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler in resisting him and his tyrannical regime's directives. If it weren't for them following blindly behind Adolf Hitler, the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. If they were truly doing their duty, they would have thrown off Adolf Hitler, not the German Constitution, and upholding the law that would in fact have condemned Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Now let's take a look to America. In a time of propaganda and fear that is being pushed on the people, many are speculating if this government is going to roll out into martial law. We are hearing much of executive orders coming out from the president, as well as governors and mayors across the country. Well, you might ask yourself the question, what is an executive order and are they constitutional? Well, United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution only, when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to acts of Congress. That's the representatives of the American people, and them that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies. Executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws already state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, "Take care that the laws be faithfully executed," made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Now, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization, allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive to carry out their delegated authorities as well as the normal operations of the federal government, which is limited. The consequence of failing to comply, possibly being the removal from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the U.S. Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. Now consider firstly that the Declaration of Independence, the preamble or the seedbed to the U.S. Constitution, states that we hold these...
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to go ahead and piggyback a little information, do a little bit of a recap from yesterday concerning what is happening. Now, you guys know that over the last couple weeks, I've been highlighting the fact that you have 35 jihadi camps in your country right now. Nobody's talking about it. Back in 2009, CNN and Fox News, they did a fair exposition concerning what was happening during that particular time. Well, under the guise of the Muslims did it, it's interesting how they are invading the land since September 2001. And not only that, but also the halls of government. And we have highlighted that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, I believe it's over 136 more Muslims have taken office in America. Remember, friends, their Quran runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. They're at war with who we are. And the history of these people concerning those that are not here to assimilate, I'm not talking about all of them, talking about those that are not here to assimilate, they mean to conquer this country. And we've seen the crimes that have taken place in this country by the said Muslims that mean to conquer since the 1970s in this country. So it's been incrementally going on. And as the Bible talks about how the hissing, in other words, we've known this for a long time, for many decades in this country, that we are under attack. But yet, instead of things getting better because the people have enough common sense to stand up and be the law that God has called them to be in dealing with this corruption, they sit there and they turn themselves over and they give the helm over to a bunch of Judases who are selling them off for 30 pieces of silver. Now, it doesn't get any more plain than the nose on your face concerning who's responsible for what, in fact, is going on in this country. Now, under the judgments of God, it is the Lord. There's no question about it. I continuously make reference to Leviticus 26, 15 to the end of the chapter. I continuously make reference to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 to the end of the chapter. And again, friends, if you don't want to pay attention to what in fact is happening, because I know many people still believe that we're the most blessed nation in the world. We are. But what are you doing with that blessing? What are you doing with that freedom that the Lord has bestowed upon you through men that were willing to sacrifice themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give you the freedoms that you have today? Because we all the well know that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. It's given unto us to do what we ought to do. We're a blood-bought people, and all glory goes back to the Christ who died on Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Again, we're blood-bought in the spiritual, and I'm making natural references to that which I'm trying to teach to you concerning the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 2:14. But folks, it's no mystery as to who is alluring these people in. And yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that Greg Abbott, the guy that sold to you as a freedom fighter, as an all-American who is a dual citizen, who shows more loyalty again to Israel, Rothschild's Israel, not the Lord's Israel, make distinction, Revelation 3:9, than he does to his own people. And what am I talking about? Well, yesterday I had highlighted a video here, and I want you to hear this, friends. By the way, if you want to see it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. I continuously tell you folks out there, don't wait till the last segment, but the phone calls seem to come in during the last segment. Not that I don't appreciate the phone calls, but make the most out of it, and please stick to the topic. But if you want to check them out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. What I'm going to show you right now, you'll see it on the left side as well as on beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to go over to this police officer who had said what's going on in Texas has been in the works for the last 12 years. And I want you to hear it for yourself, friends, so you're not going to be duped by the mainstream media and their useful idiots. Micah 6:16, who hold no truth because there's no truth in them. John 8:44. Let's listen to someone that's boots on the ground, who has something to tell the American people as to the truth of the matter when it comes to the Muslims that are being brought into this country to establish a government within our government, which defines as treason.
Check this out. I'm a resident of Collin County. I retired from the Plano Police Department after 26 years of full-time law enforcement service, and I dealt with representatives of EPIC many times when I was the sergeant for the Plano Police Department, the training sergeant for the Plano PD. There seems to be a general misunderstanding that we're talking about a plan to build an Islamic Sharia-friendly community. The EPIC neighborhood already exists in Plano. It's been there for nearly 12 years, with 74 residential properties, a massive mosque, schools, a medical clinic, and multiple businesses. It also has an office of an Islamic financing institution called the UIF Corporation. The UIF Corporation is not a bank. It's a Michigan-based corporation whose publicly stated purpose is to, quote, engage in financial transactions that are Sharia compliant, end quote. Those are their words, not mine. The local government officials south of here have known for years that only Muslims can purchase homes inside that neighborhood. You have to be a member of their mosque to live there. The first house built in that neighborhood was built right next to the Plano Police Academy. It's a huge structure with two separate front doors. The rear of the property is just a few feet from a large outdoor warning siren. The house has a large second-story platform overlooking the restricted access parking lot where the police department stored specialized vehicles.
So the Muslims have a watchtower over our police in Plano, Texas.
Armored vehicle. I am a court-recognized expert in SWAT team tactics and procedures. That house has all the hallmarks of a fortress and a command post. The rear of the house looks a lot like an observation post and a shooting platform. Why would somebody choose to build a house so close to a giant warning siren and a police training site? Why would someone build a huge platform overlooking all
the close to your enemies, right?
Vehicles? The first owner of that house is a leader in the EPIC neighborhood, and he is also the co-founder of the Yaqeen Institute for Islamic Research. And I urge everyone
to visit needs their to website understand this is in America,
say
not outside of America.
Sharia law. This is not a matter of radicals hiding in plain sight. They're not hiding. They've been open about their beliefs and their intent. Local government decision makers have failed to ask hard questions for fear of negative publicity and being labeled as bigots.
No, because they're a part of the plan.
I'm not here to spread innuendo or to make unfounded accusations. I'm asking everyone to simply look at the evidence.
That's
and
right.
Confirmed facts.
Good man.
That are already in existence.
That's right.
Thank you for your.
So that's all. That's all he's doing, friends. Is he's just simply telling you to go ahead and look to the facts, because it's all right in front of your face. And I don't know why people don't want to see that, but they're going to see it sooner or later, regardless if they want to see it that way or not. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for a long time in this country, fighting for our freedom. 1 Timothy 6:12. We'll be right back. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today.
Mr. Qualls is a school bus driver.
WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Say hey to Don for me, would you? 281-845-4704. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Heaven and the Constitution are our only stability, friends. Period. Okay? Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to come back to the fact that we just had a police officer in Plano, Texas, retired now, talking about this city in Plano, Texas, where it is completely controlled by Muslims who mean to conquer, who are building, in fact, a city within the state of Texas. That is treason, friends. I just want to make clear that you understand that is treason. And what we have here is we have Greg Abbott, who's has more of a care and a concern for foreign countries than he does his own. As a matter of fact, he's aiding and abetting through the act of treason. And again, this is all out there now. It's not brand new. This has been going on for 12 years. But now that the cameras are on, because the people in Texas are waking up after the fact, Once again, hey, listen, Texas, prevention is better than cure. That's why the Lord, I continuously call him a back watcher. Read Luke 13:34, because he is a back watcher. And if we pay attention to his warnings, we're not going to end up in the position that we're in today. Read Psalm 19:11 as well. So let me show you this, because I want you to see this. And for those that are listening to us through radio affiliations, I'm going to paint the picture. I'm just simply showing the city with the mosque in the homes and how they're creating a city inside of the city of Plano, Texas, in the state of Texas, which is an act of treason. And there's a big picture of Greg Abbott there. You know, the freedom fighter, the ones that Fox News keeps selling to you as if to suggest he's some good guy. No, folks, this has been going on for a long time. Your governors and your mayors have been alluring those into this country that mean to conquer our country. Okay, period. That is the history of who these people are. And again, I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate. I want you to listen to this real carefully, please. This is by an Emil Amani. He said, "The creeping shadow of Islamization is spreading across America's heartland." He's absolutely correct. It's ground zero for this insidious takeover. By the way, a majority of this started right after September 11th. Okay. The East Plano Islamic Center, the EPIC, that's the acronym, is proposed 402 acres of an epic city are not just community projects. They're a blatant power grab, a fortress of Sharia law being erected in the Lone Star State, of all states, friends, right? The land of liberty, they call it, is under siege, America. And the numbers don't lie. Muslims and their mosques are multiplying, carving out enclaves where American values are being trampled underfoot. Now, I want you to contemplate this. Can you imagine doing this in their country? You'd be beheaded. You'd be dismembered. Okay? But somehow or another, America, you're not paying attention to what's going on in Europe right now. All across the world, Europe and other countries, friends, these said leaders that have been appointed, listen to me carefully, not voted in by the people, but been appointed, what have they been doing? They have been alluring and enticing illegals into their country that have overthrown their countries. Look what's going on in the UK right now. Matter of fact, we just had a military man from America say, interestingly enough, he said the UK needs a modern day Cromwell, an Oliver Cromwell. You know, how many times do I continuously make reference to these guys? Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to sit here and magnify the greatness of what God did through those men, though I'm appreciative of it, though I honor them. That means to hold in high esteem. I have an opportunity today to prove the same God that they did for my country, for my people, in honor of his son, Jesus Christ, if I'm willing to take up my cross, deny myself, and follow him. If I'm willing to go ahead and put my hand to the plow and not look back, if I'm willing to go ahead and lose my life for his life, I will find it, he promised. And I'll tell you what, there is no greater love than a man lay down his life for his brethren. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ taught us. Read John 15:13. So folks, what's going on in this country today? It is your said representatives that are doing it. I want to say it again. It is your said representatives doing it. And at the end of the day, that goes right back to the American people, first starting with the church, because we're called to be the light of society, the moral compass of society. And when that goes, everything else goes. Well, guess what, friends? It's all going. Why? Because the people in this country have left off their God. Repent, America, is the message. Repent, period. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20. Verse 21, read those for your own sake and for your posterity's sake. Now, I want to say this, on top of all of what Greg Abbott's been responsible for, I also want you to remember a couple years back when Joe Biden was teeing it up for Donald Trump to do what he's doing today, because that's how it works, friends. They're playing off each other. One props it up, one tears it down. One props it up, one tears it down. One props it up, one tears it down. And then he creates his own government that looks just like him, because the American people don't understand that these said scoundrels that have been put in office are tearing down the U.S. Constitution in hopes of creating one that looks just like them and their cohorts that are trying to create a new world order. Read Isaiah 28 verse 18. On top of what I was just showing you, Donald Trump now appoints this scoundrel, Greg Abbott, to FEMA. Okay, you already knew this. I showed this to you yesterday. But I just wanted to go ahead and highlight what many people are not paying attention to. Now, this is what's so awesome about the prophetic ministry. And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 12:1, that we might not serve dumb idols. God is very much alive today. He's still speaking, but he's not speaking the way the false prophets are speaking from their wicked hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? They're prophesying from the imagination of their own wicked hearts. They're prophesying peace, peace, when there is no peace. The real prophets are telling you this is what's coming. And it's coming right behind him. And I am, again, not trying to claim to be anything. I'm just simply telling you, spending time in the major prophets and the minor prophets, I don't understand what people don't get. When you turn your back onto the one that is the giver of the blessings that you have, 33:12 of Psalm, you turn your back on him, he promised that he would turn that nation into hell. And that's exactly what's becoming of this nation, because the American people don't understand that Jesus Christ is the standard, Acts 17:31, not these appointed scoundrels that have been sold to them that are making America great again. What am I talking about? Read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment as well. Now, yesterday, I'd also highlighted the fact that they're reporting through Mrs. Anti-Second Amendmenter, the appointee Attorney General Pam Bondi. There's a meme out there. It says ICE can now enter into your home without a warrant to look for your migrants. No, they can't. Notice how Joe Biden teed it up for Donald Trump. And as I've said so many times, isn't it interesting that it's not the mayors and the governors that allured them in with the reallocation of theft from your tax dollars, committing the act of treason? Instead of going after the mayors and the governors for the crime of treason, Article 3, Section 3, what are they doing? They're zeroing in on you, now saying, we can go into your house. I'm here to tell you it is unconstitutional, therefore it is null and void. I don't care what they say. I'll tell you what, this is the conversation I'm hearing more and more from people all over the country. I don't care what they say. They're losing credibility day by day. Why? Because they're acting outside of their scope of authority. The people didn't give them delegated authority to go ahead and attack them. Nobody gave a delegation or delegated authority to our said representatives in the halls of government to go ahead and attack us. But yet that's what they're doing. Hey, folks, sometimes it's good to listen to your enemies. Sometimes it's good to listen to them because they may be blurting the truth out in their confusion. And I want to tell you, in much of what they're saying today concerning about what's going on in this current administration, they're spot on. Now, I just played a video for you a moment ago talking about what Adolf Hitler did and how he attacked his own Reichstag. And then what I did is I started to go through the Nuremberg trials to tell you the first thing that was said through Harry S. Truman and the prosecutor, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. And isn't it interesting that during the Nuremberg trials that every one of those war criminals that were responsible for the murder of the innocent, Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger, folks. They all sat there and they said they were doing their job when in fact they weren't doing their job. If they were doing their job, they went up to the top and said to the said prime minister, the dictator, the chancellor, the president, whatever the case might be, and said to him, you're violating the law. If they were doing their job, they would have confronted the tyrant. They went and did his biddings. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified.
Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know.
That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Man, American people, you're just too easy. Just too easy. You really, truly are. Not all of you, but a good majority of you. I want you to catch this because, again, I'm doing a little bit of a recap, filling in holes of new information. And when I was talking about 1 Corinthians 12:1 and the giftings of prophecy, because the Lord hasn't changed, man has changed. Malachi 3:6, go over to Hebrews 13:8, and you'll understand where he said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. God hasn't changed. The Lord hasn't changed. And we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. People will say, well, how come he doesn't do all this anymore? Because you're not doing what you've been commanded to do. They're commandments, not suggestions. You don't meet him on his terms, and then you wonder why he doesn't respond? He's not going to fall to the will of man. When it's the desire and the leading of the Spirit which works in contrast. Read John 3:6. And then put that up against Romans 8:14 when you get a moment. So let me just take it line upon line, precept upon precept. So I was just highlighting the fact that when you look at the Nuremberg trials, you see a lot of those guys that were trying to blame Adolf Hitler for what they were guilty of doing. And yet they all sat there and they all said that they were doing their job. None of them were doing their job. And by the way, many of them were executed because they weren't doing their job. Now, what's also interesting to note is they were all taking the dictates from Adolf Hitler because they wanted to please Adolf Hitler rather than the God that they said that they served, because they were also in a republic, friends, and they swore to uphold the law too, and not a one of them did it. You know, and it's crazy when you think about that here in America. You guys keep talking about the left and the right. They're all sworn to uphold God's moral law. There is no such thing as a left or a right. When are Americans going to get educated? It's embarrassing. Not only the biblical illiteracies, but the constitutional illiteracies to sit back and allow this to go on. Now, I was just also talking about what under Germany and Adolf Hitler, with less than 3% of approval rating, how he gets into office because Hindenburg didn't trust him. And before you knew it, friends, he started killing off his political opposition to the point where he had control. And once he had control, what did he do? He attacked his own Reichstag to accuse his political opposition. Sound familiar, friends? Sound familiar? Yeah. Also interesting, handing it off criminal after administration after criminal administration, teeing it up for one, taking it down, as I said earlier, teeing it up for another one. And folks, they're playing off each other because they're two wings of the same bird. They have the same jersey on. They're two sides of the same coin. Your Republican and Democratic system of government does not exist. I would love for someone to call in and prove otherwise. Listen to me carefully. I would love for you to call in and prove otherwise. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Because the people don't listen until their backs are up against the wall. Look what's going on today, friends. Building the standing army. I can't find that in the Constitution. And no, as a matter of fact, I find just the opposite, that there's not to be a standing army. But what's interesting is the freethoughtproject.com is highlighting Trump's new order handing military power to local cops. Can somebody show me in the Constitution where he has authority to do that? And isn't this all premised off of what Joe Biden did? In fact, it is. So Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, who's placed into the People's White House through massive voter fraud, and we all know it's true. What's interesting to note about all of that, friends, is the fact that now it's over back to Donald Trump, and now Donald Trump is what? Using the excuse of executive order to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. Now, again, how is he doing this? How is he getting away with this, friends? He's getting away with it through the ignorance of the American people. Now, I also want you to check this out, friends. Building the standing army, Trump's new order hands military power over to local cops. He has no authority to do this, but yet he's doing it. Let me say it again. He has absolutely no authority to militarize the police. But guess what? He's done it. He's doing it again, and he's doing it again, and he's doing it again. Now, can anybody please tell us where he's extracting that authority? Where is he deriving the authority to militarize the police? And what is he using the militarization of the police for? To deal with the illegals. Now, what's important that you get is the fact that if your said representatives did what they swore to do by upholding the law, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, Ecclesiastes 5, 4, not in that order. If they would have did what they promised to do by enforcing the law, we wouldn't have had any illegals in the country in the first place. Who created the problem? They created the problem. Again, what begs the question, why isn't Donald Trump, why isn't he using the DOJ that he can do whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it? Why is it that he is not zeroing in on the illegals? And I'm talking about the ones that allured the illegals in, the governors and the mayors. Who is it being aimed at? Is it being aimed at the people, or is it being aimed at the corrupt politicians that he's playing games with? And this only proves the point that they're playing off of each other, because he's not prosecuting those that are responsible for the act of treason. And yet, they're the ones that are responsible for the act of treason. Y'all follow me? And this is serious stuff, folks, what's going on here. Because again, it's being aimed at the people, not at the ones that allured them in. I can't overemphasize the point that I'm making right now. This is aimed at the American people. They're saying it's for the illegals and the illegal immigrants. Wait a second. Again, lay the axe to the root of the tree. Go after the governors and the mayors who treasonously acted out by alluring them in the first place. Here, I want you to listen to this really carefully. Did the mayors and the governors simultaneously across the country under Joe Biden's criminal administration, didn't they all commit the act of treason? When you look at the definition of treason, it is the highest civil crime, Webster's 1828, involving an attempt to overthrow the government or betraying the people of the state. Is that what's happening? Oh, it's exactly what's happening. If you look at Article 3, Section 3, what does it talk about? It defines treason and it outlines its punishment. When you go over here, I'm going to give it to you again. I want you to write this down. It is it's 8 U.S. Code at 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens, illegal aliens. And it's on Cornell Law School website. The punishment for treason is death. But this is being aimed at you, Americans, not at those that stole your money and allured them into the country. And here it is to prove exactly what I was trying to tell you, but now here we are again. Trump's new order hands military power to local cops. He has zero authority to go ahead and delegate to local police throughout the United States in militarizing them. And let me ask you another question. And here's a common sense question for you. All of those agencies that have been unconstitutionally established, I know the number of 87, there could be more by now. Why are they all being empowered by your said federal government? And what am I talking about? Why are they being established with the power in militarizing those, in fact, those agencies and arming those agencies? Who are they pre-planning to go after? Some will say, well, that's just crazy. Is it? 281-845-4704. Is it? Do you know anything about history, people? It's time for some of you people to do some due diligence. And for those that have the knowledge and understand perfectly as to what's going on, you need to begin to open your mouth. Regardless if they listen to it or not, because right now we're in some pivoting times, dangerous times right now, friends. We absolutely are. You're being tested again. Now, let me ask you, during the last 4 years, remember the crisis that they created that has murdered over 30 million people and people are still dying all day long? Didn't they sell that to you as for your health? Can I also lay to your candor that it's the same federal government that said that it's about your health that is responsible for murdering over 80 million babies? Isn't that exactly what Adolf Hitler did? Exactly. You know what they're selling to you now, friends, concerning the militarization of your police officers locally, again, which Donald Trump has no authority implementing or establishing or advocating for in any sense of the word? You know what they're selling it to you for and about? You know what it's all about? Your safety and your security. Notice how the last pandemic under Joe Biden concerning the illegals, notice how it's being implemented. Who is the noose being tightened on, friends? Is it being tightened on you or those that are guilty of the crime of treason? I'm just asking the question, and only you can answer it, folks. 281-845-4704. Yesterday I played some videos of all these said mayors that are standing up and saying, like, for example, we played a video from Frontline America with Benjamin Bergquam, And he's highlighting the fact that the churches in Chicago right now are basically hiding these refugees, these illegals, not undocumented. Remember I showed you that? Well, Pritzker's been committing the act of treason against the people in the state of Illinois for the time that he's been there. He's been assaulting the people since day one. Then I brought you over to the said Minneapolis appointed mayor, and he's talking about how this is going to be a safe place for illegals. So not only did they commit the act of treason, but they're doubling down now. Okay, but the good news is now they can enter into your home, and they're empowering the local police to do what they want to by invading into your space. Whose rights are being violated?
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to say to all of those... I want to say to all of those, and those that are listening to me right now through our affiliates, I want you to listen to all those people right now, to those that are extracting the truth of this. I want to make sure that you understand that I am not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you biblical and constitutional answers. I'm premising this on history. Our forefathers told us to study the past so it doesn't repeat itself. I'm saying this for the very reason, also understanding the giftings of the Holy Ghost, who's alive very much today, who guides us and gives us the skill to understand what's going on, because he anoints our eyes to see and anoints our ears to hear concerning, again, what in fact is going on here. I just want you to say that those people that are criticizing what I'm saying right now, 281-845-4704, prove otherwise. 281-845-4704. I just got done telling you, Donald Trump is coming through the streets now, being hailed as a hero by militarizing the police, which he has no authority to do. Pam Bondi just highlighted the fact that ICE can now enter into your home, looking for illegal aliens. No, they cannot. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever. What's the excuse for them to go into your home, friends? What is it? The illegals. How come they're not going after the ones that allured the illegals? And Bradley, you've said that 15 times. I know, but how many times do I need to say it before the lights go on? That you finally understand that what's going on in your country is not happening by chance. Furthermore, you are the problem to their global order. If you love God, if you love your founding documents, you're a full-blown patriot, which means to uphold dying laws, by the way, or you're a full-blown conservative, which is all extracted from the Christ. You're called to be the salt that stops the putrefaction of what's going on. You're called to be the light. You're not supposed to hide your light under a bushel. You're supposed to be the light that reproves the darkness. 5:11, Ephesians. Now, let me bring you to another point while I have some time, and I want to bring something to your attention because it was just basically backing up something I had brought up before. Now, yesterday I had asked the question, again, just laying to your canter, because I'm tearing down and I'm building up. I'm educating where I tear down. When you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, why is it the federal government is militarizing the police in your local areas? Again, they have no authority to do it, rather than Congress calling up the militia, who's been demonized by the mainstream media and their useful idiots for decades in this country, as if to suggest that these people, and I'm not speaking for all, are somehow anti-American. No, I'm going back to the Constitution, useful idiots, that you haven't taken the time to read. And I'm saying right now, the whole purpose of the militia is to do exactly what Donald Trump is unconstitutionally doing right now by militarizing the police. He's supposed to be telling Congress, hey, listen, which is the voice of the people, the representatives of the people, to do what? Call up the militia. You have over 393 million guns in the hands of over 345 million people, but they want to use their agencies and their unconstitutional agencies to go after who? Whoever they deem to be a criminal. Whoever they deem to be a domestic terrorist. Now, going back to the word domestic terrorist, have you not remembered what a domestic terrorist is, friends? It is whatever the Department of Homeland Security says it is. And guess who it's aimed at? You, Americans. Quit acting like it's not happening. What's the purpose of the militia? The militia and the whole purpose. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and do a greater exposition in greater in-depth exposition tomorrow during the radio program. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. But I want to say this concerning this topic. But I want to say Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, the whole purpose of the militia, me and you, is to do what? It's to suppress insurrection. What's going on right now, which may come, and to repeal invasion. Whenever the people on the southern border stood up armed against the illegals that were being lured in by the government, guess what they did? They incriminated the militia, the Minutemen at the borders. Your government did. So who's this aimed at? Here, I want you to see this, and I'm going to go ahead and read it off from my affiliates. Who is the militia? Well, June 4th, 1788, the ratifying convention in Virginia, George Mason said, I ask, who are the militia? These are your forefathers. They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. And why did he say that? Because they didn't want them to have guns so they could rule over them. James Madison said, number one, Annals of Congress 434, June 8, 1789, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Who is the militia? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, not be violated. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of who? The people, trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. They want to tell you who can have guns and who cannot have guns. And don't think for one moment, which you again call the right and left, that they're not playing off of each other. And don't you think for one moment that the Supreme Court is not doing what they're told to do, because they're all unelected, appointed bureaucrats, every one of them. Let's go over to Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer number 18, January 25th, 1788, asking the question, who is the militia? A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves, and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To do what? To preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. Listen carefully. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the American people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, as to how to use them. Okay. Hey, folks, I'm going to go into this topic tomorrow in a greater degree concerning the Second Amendment from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. I want to show you something that I had brought up the other day, and I'm going to go ahead and back it up right now. I want you to listen to this. This is Barack Hussein Obama calling Michelle Michael. I want you to listen carefully, okay?
Most of all, Admiral Mullen.
Listen carefully.
Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Okay, he said Michael and I. There's the first one out of the mouth of two or three. How about out of the mouth of none other than Barack Obama? Here, listen to this one. Here's another one.
Sometimes a little embarrassing.
Really? Still?
Listen carefully. Out of his own mouth.
Walking and holding hands.
With my husband Michael and hold hands.
Oh my goodness!
It's like a whole new world for me.
My husband Michael. Wow.
Something. One of our fellow Americans.
Oh, Bradley, you're cutting and pasting. No, I'm really not. I'm really not. He's made this mistake several times. Matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I'm going to play this one out for you so you can listen carefully.
Men and women of the finest military in the world.
Okay, here's another one of Michael.
Most of all, Admiral Mullen.
Okay, he says it again. Okay, so he says it twice throughout that piece. Do remember that Michelle Obama, who was called out by a famous comedian, and she said everybody knows that Michelle is Michael and that he is a transgender. Remember when they got out of office, Michelle Obama wrote a book called Becoming Michelle Obama, okay? And I'm sure it probably sold a whole whopping two or three books. Now, I want you to listen to this because she blurted the truth out in confusion. I'm just playing this so you can hear for yourself. It didn't come out of Barack's mouth three times, but it also came out of Michael's mouth. And people have been talking about this topic for some time now. Excuse me. Concerning Michelle Obama being a man dressed as a woman. And I'm talking about credible sources, forensic people in law enforcement saying this is a man's physique, so on and so forth. Listen carefully to what Michael said here.
Proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a black man.
Particularly as a black man.
Okay.
As a black man, particularly as a black man.
Okay, here's Joan Rivers. This is the comedian.
Particularly as a black man.
You know, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a black man.
Okay, so it doesn't get any better than that, friends. So for all of you that wanted to go ahead and take shots at people that were trying to make you aware of what's going on, what's been normalized, or what are they trying to normalize? Exactly what people such as myself have been trying to tell you for a long time. It's time that you start to understand, folks, that you don't know everything. Not suggesting that I do, but I am telling you what, folks, this is the need of the Holy Ghost in this hour. Acts 5:32. Love you by what we do. Talk to you for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.